Watcher. It's Mike Wynn and it's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. We're going to celebrate the music of two recently departed Ellingtonians this week, starting with Joe Temperley, who sadly died just last month. I've chosen short songs to honour these two Ellingtonians so that we can squeeze in as much music as poss. First things first, though, Joe Temperley wasn't really an Ellingtonian in the precise use of the word. He joined the band in October 74 to replace the legendary Harry Carney. The Duke, as you know, died in 74. But in all other respects, Joe was certainly an Ellingtonian. And that was, as you know, in the wee small hours of the morning, and what a fabulous version. Recorded in New York, March 2008, with James Cirillo guitar, John Webber bass and Roy Williams drums. Joe on baritone, an instrument he took up in late 57, when, after deputising for tenor man Jimmy Skidmore in the Humphrey Littleton band, and on the very last date with Humph before Skidmore's return, Humph asked if Joe played baritone. Of course, replied Joe, even though he'd barely touched one, and so was added to the then expanded Humph lineup. Here's Buster Cooper in London for the Ellington 2008 conference. Thank you. May 2008, it's the 20th International Duke Ellington Conference in London, and three Ellingtonians come along to chat, meet and play, trombonist Buster Cooper being one of them, and a lovely, humble, gracious man. He was in the Ellington Band from June 62 for 7 years, leaving just before I first saw the Ellington Band, so it was a thrill to see him play at the conference. Pussy Willow, an Ellington song from 39. Here it's a British band from Cambridge in support. This is not a commercially available album. It was given out to conference delegates only. We'll rest the horns now and have a solo piano piece. Pianist Jeff, or Jeffrey as it says here, Jeffrey Keyser with his own compo. Shiri Zakura in July 2011, recorded at the home of Joan and Irwin Jacobs in San Diego, California. First time we popped in to see the Jacobses. Here's Joe Temperley with another Ellington song. Thank you. Ellington's A Single Petal of a Rose from the Queen Suite. This version was recorded in London, September 93, with Brian Lemon piano, Dave Green bass, Martin Drew drums. Although bass and drums were hardly noticeable, Joe Templey baritone. Joe was born in Cowdenbeath, Fife in Scotland, and played in the town's brass band on cornet. After switching to tenor sax, the then 18-year-old Joe set off for London, and he replaced a certain Ronnie Scott in Jack Parnell's orchestra. After that, he was with Tommy Whittle's band in 55, and then Humph's band with, as we know, a three-horn front line. Off then to New York in 58, but more of that later. Here's the Duke to intro the next number.
El Gato has prepared a selection for El Busto. In other words, Buster Cooper will be the virtuosoist in Trombonio Bustoso Issimo.
Busta Cooper!
The full Duke Ellington Orchestra in all its majesty. That was July 66 on the Côte d'Azur. This was originally released as an LP with Ella Fitzgerald, then a double LP, then a double CD reissue, until eventually an over-elaborately packaged but fantastic 8-CD box set. It's stunning. You must hear the rehearsals on CD8 another time, though. That was, as the Duke told us, Trombonio Bustosoissimo. The Duke's references to El Gatto at the start was that Cat Anderson soloed on the previous number, and the Cat wrote that song for Buster Cooper. Great feature for George Buster Cooper on trombone. We'll leave the horns again for a banjo solo this time. Bill Frisell. So yes, we expect something different. On this Seattle August 89 recorded album, Frisell plays guitars, bass, banjo, ukulele and clarinet. Well, not all at the same time, I hasten to add. That was his own compo, 20 Years. Back to Joe Temperley. Thank you. Duke Ellington's Warm Valley, recorded in London, April 2001, and a fantastic example of where jazz and strings complement each other perfectly. They so often just swamp the jazz and get all slushers. Joe on baritone, Frank Griffith, who I saw just last week on clarinet, and Frank did all those wonderful string arrangements. John Pierce, piano, Andy Kleindert on bass, Steve Brown, drums. Plus, the all-important John Francis, first violin, Andy Lang, violin, and Myrtle Bruce Mitford, cello. When Joe arrived in the US in 58, he had to work in a department store until his papers were in order, and then he spent 18 months in the Woody Herman Band, quote, one-nighters and 10-hour bus rides through the night, night after night, unquote. It's Buster's turn, backing Ruth Brown this time. Who's that? Why, it's Salty Papa.
Without, I'm not the gal for you. You need
Salty Papa Blues, April 91 in Hollywood, where Buster based himself as a session man and called himself the busiest black trombonist on the West Coast. Backing singer Ruth Brown here under pianist Frank Owens' leadership. Ellingtonian Bill Berry was on cornet, Jeff Clayton alto, Jack Nimitz baritone, Herman Riley tenor, Bobby Forrester on the Hammond B3, Rodney Jones guitar, Al McKibben bass, and finally Sherman Ferguson drums. Incidentally, the Duke was so impressed with Buster's trombone playing that he wouldn't take no for an answer. Twice, that's two separate occasions, Buster turned Ellington down. Third time lucky. Piano bass drums interlude now. Thank you. and a new name for us, Leanne Ledgerwood, pianist and leader on this April 98 recording for Steeplechase Records. She also wrote that song, Morning Psalm. She wrote it in under an hour, but then it took quite a long time to learn to play it, almost as though someone else had written it for her. Matt Penman bass, Jazz Sawyer's drums. Next, yes, Joe Temperley, but it's a solo this time. Often get a baritone sax solo, but that was outstanding, almost cello-like. My Love is Like a Red, Red Rose, April 91, Sutton, Surrey. That is, of course, the traditional Scottish song from 1794, apparently sung by Robert Burns himself. Listening to that, you can understand why Joe was selected to play at Harry Carney's funeral in late 74. Joe solos, but Buster plays it safe with a quite amazing lineup.
Thank you.
And that was from a Johnny Hodges Verve LP called Swing's Our Thing, recorded San Francisco, November 67. It's basically an Ellington small group, but without the Duke on piano. So they get none other than Earl Hines to stand in. Rest of the gang are Ellingtonians. Hodges we know about, Cat Anderson trumpet, Buster Cooper, but then again, of course, we already know that. Jimmy Hamilton tenor on that particular song, and Jimmy arranged that song, Busting with Buster. Jerry Castleman bass, Sam Woodyard drums. I ought to tell you that Buster picked up his nickname early in life. He was a large bruiser of a baby. After his stint in Hollywood as a session man, he went back to his native Florida, St. Petersburg, and he still had a weekly residency at the Garden Restaurant there and was still playing literally earlier this year. He died in St. Petersburg just last month. Jimmy Rainey next, with pianist Sonny Clark. The jazz standard Yesterday's, recorded in Paris Feb 54, under the leadership of guitarist Jimmy Rainey, with pianist Sonny Clark, bassist Red Mitchell and Bobby White on drums. I have this on a French Vogue LP for the Japanese market, and Vogue go to the trouble of having the liner notes all in Japanese. I wish all the Japanese labels would reciprocate and have their liner notes aimed at their end user market. Moan Moan, back to Joe Temperley. Title song of a Joe Temperley Naxos jazz CD, Double Duke, the Double Duke being a combo of two Ellington songs, Rubber Bottom and Cottontail, recorded October 98 in New York City and taken at a very fast pace. Joe on baritone, Wycliffe Gordon trombone, Eric Reed piano, Rodney Whittaker bass and Herlin Riley drums. By the way, and I should have mentioned this earlier, Joe was in Wynton Marsalis's wonderful Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra from 1990, and that's where I last saw him live. No, not Buster yet, as we're going to close with him. Here's, well, something bluesy.
Thank you.
Yes, bluesy or bluesy. That was the dread of every off-road motorcyclist. Mud in your ear. Then you know for sure you've fallen off. Recorded September 67 for Muse Records. That was Muddy Waters, Sammy Langthorne and Luther Johnson on guitars, George Mojo Burford on harmonica, Otis Spann piano and Francis Clay drums. And we've just got time for our farewell to Buster Cooper. It's the same lineup as we had earlier on that Johnny Hodges LP. Johnny Hodges, Earl Hines, Cat Anderson, Buster Cooper, Jimmy Hamilton, Jerry Castleman, Sam Woodyard. It's a real and regular fave of ours, and somehow very appropriate this week, as Buster and Joe are now both over the rainbow. And with huge, huge thanks to Joe and Buster for a lifetime's great music, and I hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please, take care. Keep well.